I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Gospel workers in Pakistan report heightened security a day after the capital endured its deadliest suicide bombing since 2008. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban initially claimed responsibility, though they later denied it. FMI's Nehemiah says volatility makes ministry work challenging as extra security measures hinder movement. Yet Christians continue to bring the hope of Jesus to those in need. Pray that the Lord will surround FMI partners and their families with his divine protection. Meanwhile, policies implemented by South Korea's new president have resulted in reports of religious freedom being curtailed in that country. But Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says the reports are misleading. He says concerns exist, but they're different from those being reported. To learn more about specific legislation in South Korea, including how it affects ministry in North Korea and how you can pray, see our full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.